In Northwest News from KPLU, the shocking decision this week of San Francisco 49er rookie linebacker Chris Borland to retire from the game over health concerns has shaken up the NFL. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick the league needs to come clean about the dangers of the sport.
Art, let's start by reviewing what exactly Chris Borland did and why.
Chris Borland was a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, and his rookie year was very successful. He came on at midseason and became one of the best players on their defense and really as a linebacker in the NFL. And then at age 24, he said, "I'm done." He's walking away from up to $4 million, which would have been the value of his rookie contract. He got paid for the first year, and he said the risks were too great for the reward. And because he was a serious college student, he did the research. He talked to former players and medical professionals who have a great understanding of the consequences of sports concussions. And he came to the conclusion that he can't go forward. And it's shaken the entire NFL from the commissioner on down to the 53rd player.
And we've been getting some reaction from some Seahawks players. Of course, Russell Wilson played with Borland for 1 year at Wisconsin. He tweeted out a supportive message for him, Bobby Wagner, saying he's going to keep playing because he loves the game. What are the consequences of players who choose to play professional football despite knowing the health risks? It seemed to not only affect that player, but his family as well.
That's, I think, the hidden issue here is that, yes, I understand that young men are free to take risky occupations, but it's the consequence of family life that I think really strikes home, because I've seen movies such as League of Denial and The United States of Football that talk to families of football players who are really adversely impacted by this decision, and they're certainly trying to be supportive, but I don't think there is an acknowledgement by the NFL of the serious consequences, because it looks bad and it discourages people. But at some point, the NFL is going to have to be honest with people that this is a dangerous occupation, and the NFL is going to have to compensate people for that danger.
They have reached a settlement with former players or retired players, but that's looking back and not looking forward, in your view.
Yeah, I think that was a very cynical and callous move by the NFL. Prior to the start of the 2013 season, they settled with the former players who were suing the league for $795 million over 20 years to pay for their health care and all the associated costs. Well, they didn't do anything for current and future players, and also they didn't admit liability. And I feel like the NFL really owes not only an honest and candid explanation with its players and the public about the consequences of this, because they hid it for 20 years. They need to address the people who hold the future of the NFL in their hands. And that, to me, is the mothers of America. I think the mothers and the fathers of America need to hear honest declarations from the NFL about the dangers. I think the NFL needs to do what Big Tobacco did. Big Tobacco paid $206 billion to the 50 states to compensate all of their Medicare and Medicaid costs associated with smoking. I think the NFL is in the similar position of having to pay for the consequences of the safety of their sport.
What do you think will happen as a result of Borland's decision?
It's hard to say. I think it's real easy to say the sky is falling, but I don't think it is necessarily. There will always be young men who will play this sport. The money is too good. I think it's possible we're going to see a greatly reduced number of people from middle-class families and upper-middle-class families playing the sport because they can afford to walk away. There's going to be a lot of young men from impoverished backgrounds who can't afford to say that, and I understand that. I just think everybody needs to be honest about the seriousness of this issue.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.